ID.
Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite, Beauregard Watermelon Festival. Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd, 24th, 25th at the Beauregard Parish Fairgrounds, DeRidder. Visit LouisianaTravel.com to plan your trip today.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at Liberty or Live. Lockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Huck.
And Dave.
And we have a great show for you today, Dave. Don't we have a great show?
I hope we're going to be able to fit it all in.
Yes. So I wasn't supposed to be here. I was going to call in, and Dave was going to run the show, so he's got a lot of good information for us. We're going to go ahead and get Micah on the phone and start with our weekly word from the Lord. Micah Murphy with Sons of God. Are you there?
Yes. Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good.
There's a lot going on. God's moving really fast, really quick. I'm moving to California this weekend.
Oh, finally. Wow.
God's fulfilling his word for a lot of stuff for me to do over there. And the Lord's just been telling us that we need to give more. And what he said is he's going to fling open the floodgates of heaven and pour out blessings where we won't have room enough to receive them. We will have to give some of it away. We will be the lender and not the borrower. And we will be the head and not the tail. And there's coming some things on the earth where as Christians, we're going to have to learn how to function without the ways of the world, because even though mm-hmm. we're in the world, we're not of it. And so God's wanting to train us in these ways of how to create wealth and have the power to create wealth, as it says in Deuteronomy, to not only provide for us, but to also extend his kingdom so that other people can come to know the Lord. So God, I just know right now that God is telling everyone, if you're a giver, increase your giving. Don't just like pay all your bills and say, oh, I have a few dollars left, I'll give it to God. Give to God first and watch him pay your bills. Watch things that you can't even think. I mean, once he gave us this word and I started even giving more, stuff started snapping into place so fast. I mean, literally so fast. And so I just want to just invite everyone out there to start doing that, because there's a giant shift coming in the church. We're going to need to know how to use the ways of God, and that's one of his ways. But if you're doing that and you act on this and not just hear it and be a doer of the word, you will reap some awesome blessings, because God really.
So let me say this real quick. You know, I always tell you this, but I sincerely mean it from my heart. But every time that the Lord gives you a word to share with our listeners, there's something that I'm always smiling on this end, because like there's something that he's already kind of mentioned it to me. And I tell you that all the time, but he's been telling me to give things away. So I have literally for the last week had someone at my house, and I have given them almost everything that I like. All I'm talking about all my clothes, every closet I've gone through. I have done every single closet and boxes and boxes and boxes of things I have just given away. And someone said, why don't you sell it, you know, on the marketplace on Facebook? And I really felt like the Lord was telling me, no, I don't want you to sell it. I want you to give it away.
Yeah.
So thank you, Micah.
Yeah, and one last thing, you know, in Acts it says they sold what they had and they had all things in common. I mean, they had to, and so we might actually come to another place where we have to, as the church, function like that again.
We might, yeah.
But it's good. It's fun, and it's nice, you know. And so, yeah.
And you will lack for nothing. We appreciate you. Micah's with Sons of God. What's your website, Micah?
The www.thesonsofgod.net. And even though I'll be in California, we'll still do the calls.
Perfect. All right. Well, we'll be hearing from you next Thursday. The Lord bless you.
And if you go to our site, libertyorlockdown.live, you'll see a link to Micah's website. Or you can go to the weekly show notes, and you'll see a link to Micah's website. Oh, sounds redundant.
Yeah. Well, Dave, you got some COVID stats for us?
I have got all sorts of stuff.
Awesome.
Okay, first let's talk about the deaths in Louisiana. The deaths in Louisiana are the lowest they've been since about 3 or 4 days into the whole thing 27 months ago. The number of deaths, and remember, you can see these graphs. You go to libertyorlockdown.live and click on the More tab and pull up Mr. Prentice's statistics. You'll see the graphs. The deaths have gone away. There are now about, 0.2 people per 100,000 per day whose death is attributed to COVID. That means, I'm sorry, not 0.2, but 0.02. That means every 50 days, one out of 100,000 people dies and it's attributed to COVID. Is it really? I don't know, but that's amazingly low. So if you look at this graph, I'm going to hold it up to the camera for anybody that can see it. They're gone. The deaths are gone. Now, if you look at the positive tests.
No deaths.
Just about zero, really close to zero. And in Jefferson Parish, it's been zero for a while. In Orleans Parish, it's been just about zero for a while. But if you go to the same website I was telling you and you look at the positive tests, the positive tests went up a little bit, not a whole lot. And so when you say, well, wait, why aren't people dying? Because as Dr. McCullough and Dr. Bartlett have been telling us, this is about as serious as a cold.
Right.
Almost nobody is dying from this. So people are still panicking. And, you know, when you hear that somebody got COVID, oh, no, they have COVID. Well, let me point out some things to you. Those that have COVID, this is from the Louisiana Department of Health website, LDH. The number of people in the most recent reporting period who got tested positive for COVID, 56% of those were not fully vaccinated. Wait, subtract 56 from 100. 44% of those who tested positive had previously been fully vaccinated. And then the deaths, okay, those who were not fully vaccinated accounted for 33% of the deaths. That means 67% of the deaths, 67% were people who were fully vaccinated. Gee, that's a very effective vaccine, right? And then those who are hospitalized right now, the not fully vaccinated account for 58% of the current hospitalizations, and there's not that many people hospitalized right now. But if 58% were not fully vaccinated, 42% of those in the hospital for this have been fully vaccinated.
42%.
And in Louisiana, presently, you know, people say, oh, we don't want the hospitals to get full. A few months ago, there were over 3,000 people hospitalized. Now there's about 300. And half of those have been fully vaccinated. And then how many people do you think are on ventilators right now out of 4.7 million people in Louisiana? 13.
Well, that's a good number, a low number.
So, you know, the politicians don't want to let it go because they need a good crisis. You were talking about Biden says we need to prepare for the next pandemic.
He said, quote, we need more money to plan for the second pandemic.
Yeah, because this one's about played itself out. So we need to come up with another pandemic. So I'll tell you what it is. It's donkeypox.
Donkeypox?
Donkeypox.
Democrats.
What's the symbol of the Democrat Party?
Donkeys.
We are afflicted by donkeypox right now. That's the pandemic we need to worry about.
Jackbutts.
What was that one?
Jackbutts.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that one. Oh, okay. All right. Separate the syllables. Jack. Right. Okay. So anyway.
Oh, just a little humor. You know, you need a little humor.
Yeah. So, you know, they've got to come up with another crisis. Watch and see what it's going to be. got to be something soon because you need.
How's the monkeypox playing out for them?
I don't think that they have enough people getting monkey pokes yet to get rid of the monkey pox. But you don't hear much about monkey pox now.
You know, it was really surprising to me that mainstream media was actually saying that, and it was after Pride Week or whatever, that a lot of the gays were coming down with the monkey pox.
I don't know about
I thought that was surprising. It was a headline here locally that they were actually saying that because, you know, you would never normally hear things like that from mainstream media.
I don't know about a lot. I think there were about 21 cases nationwide, this out of 330-some million people. That's not a whole high infection rate.
No, not at all. I'm still from the school of if you have four, you got the two vaccines and then you got the two boosters, and you probably end up with some shingles that resemble monkeypox.
Yeah.
And then you have to go get your shingles vaccine.
And then go get vaccinated against donkeypox. The cure for that is to vote in November.
Exactly. Vote red. We need a red tsunami here in Louisiana. And we don't want any rhinos, running, huh? We have some rhinos that voted to take our guns away from us in the Senate. And when we get back, we're going to discuss their names. And callers, call in. That's 504-556-9696. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Taking freedom.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist. And that Louisiana is a racist state and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm. Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We're having a great time over here, Dave, aren't we?
I am.
Real quick, I wanted to mention, we got a book in the mail. I got a signed copy of the book from Dr. Peter McCullough and his crime author, John Leake, The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalization and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. So I'm going to be reading this book this week. He said it's an easy read. It actually looks like an easy read. You can kind of see in the inside. And one more thing real quick before we go on. I like this. He wrote in the beginning. It says,
it's the dedication.
The dedication. It says, this book is dedicated to all men and women who have shown the courage to face COVID-19 by choosing critical reasoning over fear, principle over expediency, and factual reality over propaganda. For the last 2 years, they have paid a heavy price for obeying their conscience. Men and women like Dave and Huck have always struggled to lead mankind out of the dark. They are the backbone of all free nations. That's you and I, Dave.
Yeah.
Very few have been granted the ability to prove of great and lasting service to mankind, and with few exceptions, the world has crucified and burned its benefactors. Still, I hope you will not tire in the honorable struggle that remains for you.
Nice.
Yeah, so he didn't actually say our name. I plugged that name in there because I think you and I fit that.
Okay.
All right. So what else do you have for us?
Well, there's a couple of things that came out for the Supreme Court that I'm really excited about. I am... have a concealed carry license in New York. You can't get there. Oh, you haven't been able to get there. The state of New York for decades has had a law that said you cannot have a gun even in your house unless it's permitted and licensed. And the only way you could get a license for it was that you had to be able to, quote, demonstrate a special need for self-protection distinguishable from that of the general community. That is, unless you can prove that you're under threat more than anybody else, you can't have a gun. Well, there's an organization in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. They brought this to court, and it wound up all the way in the Supreme Court. And I'm so thankful that President Trump appointed the people he did to the Supreme Court, because they said, wait, New York is saying you cannot have a gun. Okay, the Second Amendment says that the federal government can't stop you, and the 14th Amendment says the states can't take those rights away from you either. They said this violates both the Second and the 14th Amendment. It's illegal. So New York can no longer prevent you from having a gun in your house.
That's it's amazing that they've been going for decades with that law.
Yeah.
On the books, going against the Constitution. We've been doing a lot of things for decades, probably 150 years that we should not have been doing here in America. And I think it's about time we straighten everything up.
And here's another thing that it was a little more obscure. I didn't realize the state of Maine does not have public high schools.
Yeah, well, here's the Supreme Court strikes down Maine's ban on funding for religious schools.
So a student could go to any school they wanted, and the state would give them a voucher to pay the tuition unless it was a religious school. Then the state wouldn't give them a penny. Supreme Court said, hey, wait, hold up. If you're going to give it to any school, you have to be willing to give it to any other school. You can't make an exception for religious schools, strike it down, unconstitutional. Yay, Supreme Court!
So that's two wins. New York gets to carry their guns, and Maine gets funding for religious private schools.
Yeah.
All right, we're winning. You didn't Trump say we were going to get sick of winning?
Now, any day now, probably tomorrow, because I think the official end of the Supreme Court term is Saturday or tomorrow, they're going to announce the final decision in the name of it. Oh, I forgot the name of the thing. Anyway, the one about abortion that supposedly is going to overturn Roe versus Wade. I don't want to count our chickens before they hatch, but that should be released within a day or two. That's in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health.
Unbelievable. All right, we have a caller on the line. Let's get her on the line. Are you there? Yes. Is this Shirley?
This is Shirley. How are you today?
It's good to hear your voice, Shirley. So what are we going to talk about?
I was going to talk about what's going on as far as, protecting the First and Second Amendment rights of American citizens. I mean, this is not anything to joke or trifle with. And we're really seeing corrupt people in positions of authority that are using their authority to really undermine and strip away God-given American citizens' rights and their freedoms that were founded on the principles of the founding fathers, them believing that it was the Lord that has done all of this for them.
Right.
And for us.
Well,
so there's a gentleman, Tyler Dinsmore, right now. He had a run-in with some people from a protected class, and has continued to quote the Bible, and he has since been put in jail. The bail was initially set at $1 million. And now I'm reading the preliminary case where they are saying now the judge said that the court is finding there is a risk based on very strong statements that go beyond just an expression of opinion. And that does cause the court serious concern. That has not changed simply if we cast it in terms of First Amendment free speech. It is under these circumstances disturbing. So they reduced his bail from $1 million to $150,000. This bail will need to be secured. This is not a situation where the court will accept an appearance bond because the conditions of the bail and the bond that's going to have to be posted. Appearance bond's not going to be adequate to cover it. The defendant will be precluded as part of a pretrial release conditions from contacting the complaining witness in this case or the family. So they have a no contact. There's no contact order. He may post a property bond. He owns two properties and a small business. He's a God-fearing
man.
What's
his name one more time?
Tyler Dinsmore.
Dinsmore. We're going to take a look at Tyler Dinsmore and see what we can report on that. I've heard a little bit about him, that he's a Christian man, a man of God, and that the ABC movement is accusing him of a hate speech. So we're going to pay close attention to that. Shirley, it's nice to hear your voice, and I love to hear that little girl singing in the background. The Lord bless you. We're going to take a quick break. This is Liberty Oral Lockdown. See you real soon.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks, Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The Louisiana Conservative Caucus is calling for the Louisiana legislature to override more of the governor's vetoes. Jeff Palermo has more.
Caucus Chairman Jack McFarland of Winfield says their 42 members in the Louisiana House are upset the governor vetoed legislation ranging from religious freedom, personal liberty, criminal justice reform, and special needs education. And members of the public are also displeased.
I don't understand why this was vetoed, and I don't understand why you can't override the veto.
It will take a majority of members in the House and Senate to agree to hold an override veto session. The Louisiana legislature held its first override veto session in modern times last year, but no vetoes were overturned. I'm Jeff Palermo.
A bill Governor Edwards did not veto places a hard limit on how long a juvenile offender can be held in solitary confinement. The governor signed the bill into law this week. Meanwhile, the state's Office of Juvenile Justice continues dealing with security issues at its facilities. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news from LRN.
Tiger Rag. Three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year. Two-time AP College Football Coach of the Year. 11 seasons at Notre Dame. Two college football playoff appearances. And now, the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian
Kelly.
I'm
excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
The winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level is the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at tigerrag.com.
Today marks 50 years since the signing of Title IX, which expanded athletic opportunities for females. Minden native Dr. Kiki Baker Barnes is a former UNO basketball standout, former athletic director at Dillard University, and is now commissioner of the Gulf Coast Athletic Conference. She says Title IX's brought about progress, but political and educational leaders have to maintain a commitment to equality.
I think we have a ways to go with that. The lawmakers, they have to commit to providing the resources, staffing, and support that young women and kids really in general deserve.
Observing National Hydration Day, Dr. Chantel Hebert-McGee with the State Department of Health says drinking enough water daily to stay hydrated regulates your body temperature and helps with electrolytes.
Oftentimes people are dehydrated, and we know that dehydration can affect blood flow and can lead to heart disease issues.
She says in this harsh summer heat, hydrating is more important than ever. I'm Kevin Gallagher, Louisiana Radio Network.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.sweetcaroline.
Good times never seem so.
Dave and I were just talking about on the break the red flag laws and how it works to prevent mass shootings. And these red flag laws, they're very dangerous because at any given point or moment, some narcissistic woman or man or what, it or he or she
or they
or they or them
yeah
can call the police. This, you know, they'll call the police, and then Jane's social media, let's just use the name Jane. Jane's social media contacts Randy's post photos of gun and cryptic messages. So she doesn't like his posts. And then Jane calls the police to report the posts. The police petition in court to temporarily remove Randy's guns. And then the police provide evidence that Randy's a danger to himself or others. And then the court agrees to a temporary removal of Randy's weapons. So anybody can call on you to remove your weapons.
Well, I think it should start with a fundamental principle of our Constitution. You have a right to face your accuser. So I don't think they should ever allow an anonymous accusation against somebody. If this threat is really real, you should be willing to go to the police and face them face to face. I'm nervous. Then don't make the accusation.
They have crazy people out there. I mean, sure. They have crazy, narcissistic, angry women who've been married three or four times and hate their spouse, you know. And they would do something crazy like that towards their husband or vice versa.
There are crazy husbands out there, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying eliminate the process. I'm saying don't allow anonymous accusations.
Yeah, and we've all run across a crazy neighbor. I mean, what if one of our neighbors decides to get angry and they call the police and tell the police a lie and the police believes them and not you? Because that's what's happening today.
Yeah.
The criminal gets scot-free, and the person who's not doing the crime has to pay, you know, huge fines or prison time.
Yeah. So what brought this about was Shirley's phone call right before
that's
the break.
Right.
She referred to a man named Tyler Dinsmore, and somebody didn't like his posts on social media. Well, as far as I know, posts on social media are not illegal. But they decided, no, we're going to lock this up because the thought police say that what he's saying is unacceptable. Well, we still have freedom of speech. That's the First and 14th Amendments. The federal government can't block you from saying what you want. And now, of course, there is an exception. I think the Supreme Court one time said this does not extend to the point of standing up in a crowded theater and screaming fire. Okay. If other people are specifically harmed by what you said, that's different. But you could post stuff on your website, on social media, and not get arrested, but yet somehow this guy did get arrested.
Well, I mean, it kind of goes along with these little pre-K books they're allowing into the public schools right now where, you know, Tim can put on a dress and be Tammy at 5 years old. And that should fall in the lines of you can't scream fire in a crowded place because it's harming people.
Yeah.
But it's okay for these, letter ABC movements to push their propaganda or their way of living on society. But it's not okay for us to push back. And I believe more people are pushing back now because I'm okay with anyone living their life the way they want, okay? That's your life. Live it how you want to live it. But I'm not okay when you've now forced me and my family to have to agree or for it to affect our way of living.
Yeah. I'm a retired public school teacher, as I've said many times. And when I was in the classroom, I had to be real careful with high school students not to say anything sexual. But wait, now it's okay for people to go into kindergarten and tell those little kids all sorts of sexual stuff. Well, that is such a messed up world.
Yeah, well, we're having many, many more parents pull their children out of even private schools now and homeschooling. So it's a big wave of homeschoolers now. Well, so I will be lifting up this case and keeping our eye on him and lifting up this gentleman. Because if he is a Christian and he was using scripture, and they're trying to flip the script on him, and we'll be lifting him up in prayer. And we'll get a report on what's his name again? Tyler Dinsmore.
Tyler Dinsmore.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got anything else? All right, let's get Matthew from Metairie on the line. Matthew, you there?
I'm here. Well, let me try to get this on speaker. All right, is that better? Can you hear
me? That's much better. We can actually hear you.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I was hoping I'd get to a place where the road was straight and I wasn't doing the Mario Kart thing. And that's where we are.
So you can just take your hands off the wheel, huh?
Well, no, you need about five hands to drive on Highway 9.
Okay.
But so, first off, allow me to say greetings and salutations, my fellow terrorists. We were deplorables. Then I think we had some other horrible name attached to us.
MAGA, ultra deplorable.
Well, according to the Attorney General, and he's authorized to apply these labels to people, we're terrorists and two white supremacists. Even guys like Philip Anderson, who is black, is a white supremacist.
Well, he's not white. I'm peachy colored.
Ah, but you see, you're a multi-ethnic white supremacist.
Ah, okay.
Because it's a system of thought. It's
that makes you tri-racial.
Meritocracy is apparently racial. So, this red flag law thing, it's bad, but there is a grain of good news in that, and that is that a state actually has to pass a law in order to get the grant. And I don't think we've passed that in Louisiana, to the best of my knowledge.
Well, I hope Susie LaBrie calls in because I'm not sure what's going on. I know Senator, hold on, I have a list of them. We have a list of the senators, the Republican senators that signed off on that bill.
Oh, the treason caucus.
Yeah, yes.
The problem we have with that is that you got all these punditi on Fox News predicting this giant red wave, and you've got these characters doing their level best to decrease the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
14 Republican senators signed off on that bill.
There's 14 of them. And, yeah, I've seen it posted on Gab, and I couldn't name them all. But, you know, there's none of them are up for re-election. And, you know, I mean, four of them are retiring, which kind of is one of those things where
McConnell's on that list.
Hmm?
McConnell's on the list.
Surprise.
Oh, well, yeah, no surprise there, actually. Yeah, NRA number A-plus rated. Uh-huh. Sure.
And our Cassidy, our beloved Cassidy.
Well, yeah. Mr. Vote for me and think of Trump and think of Trump and vote for me, Cassidy. Yep, I can remember that.
Yeah.
Didn't
he want Trump impeached? Didn't he sign for Trump to be impeached?
I think so.
Yeah, he was one of the ones who voted to have him impeached. Even McConnell was like, I'm not going that far.
Graham voted for it.
Yeah, which is weird because Graham is happy to send Ukraine all kinds of weapons, and yet at the same time, he would love to take away our, you know, our pop guns.
Yeah, so we have Blunt, Barr, Capito, Cassidy, Collins.
Capito is the only real surprise to me because she's from West Virginia.
Right.
And the thing about West Virginia, they have a long memory and they love their guns.
Yeah, it's so strange. We have, I think, Corman or C-O-R-N-Y-N or M-Y-N.
Cornyn. From Texas.
Okay, from Texas. Right. Ernst,
yeah, from Iowa, another place which is like,
yeah.
Murkowski, Portman, Romney, Mitt Romney.
Surprise.
Tillis and Young.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney is the least Utahn there is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've heard.
He's a carpetbagger.
He is total carpetbagger.
I've heard the pro-abortion people make the argument, if you make abortion illegal, it's still going to happen. Okay, so let's turn that to Second Amendment. If you make gun ownership illegal, it's still going to happen, except the only people who will own guns will be criminals.
And we'll all be criminals.
Yes, that's right. Everybody will be a criminal because everybody will still keep their guns. All right, well, Matthew, we appreciate your call. The Lord bless you. All right, we have John on the line. John, you there?
Hey, good afternoon, Sister Huck. Good afternoon, Brother Dave.
Hey.
My fellow ultra mega deplorable drags of society, as we're called.
That's me.
Can we have a drag race?
Yes. I want to say, Martha, thank you, Dave. Thank you for preaching the Lord's word on your show, because that is the only truth in the world when it comes from the Bible.
That's it. We love the Lord over here at Liberty or Lockdown. We want our freedom. We want to be able to freely make a mistake and freely be able to ask the Lord for forgiveness and not, be condemned and criticized and held by other human beings who are making the same mistakes we're making.
Before we go on a break, I want to mention one more thing about the effectiveness of the vaccines.
I can hold on for the break.
Yeah, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We thank you, John. We're going to let you go. The Lord bless you.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the guy who's been pushing it, he's been multiply vaccinated and boosted and so forth. Guess what he has?
What does he have?
He has COVID.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the vaccine is so effective.
Fauci has COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
God, guts, glory, and guns. They're what makes America great. Tune in to WGSO at 8 p.m. on Monday nights. Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative.
He's got the red, white, blue, brown hound on. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. We are back in our last quarter of our hour. We have a Cajun Buccaneer from Cajun Car in Jefferson.
Hey, how you doing today, brothers and sisters?
Good.
Yeah, listen, I want to give you all a message. Brothers and sisters, there's supposed to be a night of rage coming soon.
I heard about that.
Terrorist attack across the whole United States of America over Roe versus Wade. And quite naturally, they're going to say, well, it's Trump's fault. It's those pro-life people's fault. They're doing it. The whole time it's going to be burning, looting, murderers, and cheap terrorists, domestic terrorists, that are, you know, working together. This has been planned. They're well-funded. And they well plan, but don't give up, brothers and sisters. We can do the same thing. We can listen to their radio station and spy on them. We can help the police as much as possible. One thing I want to tell you right now, all of the stuff that's going across on this country, you know, is going to have a hard time doing that in Jefferson Parish. The Jefferson Parish police are not going to put up with any of that stuff.
Right.
If you remember, a police officer got shot in the head, you know, in front of Popeyes on the West Egg Expressway in Manhattan a while back. And we went to the man's funeral and all. And I knew the guy, okay? That was a domestic terrorist that did that. And the guy wouldn't give up his guns. You know what they did? They chopped him up with bullets into little pieces.
Yeah.
And if they try to do the kind of thing over here in Jefferson Parish, they're going to lose real bad.
I don't know.
The citizens ain't going to put up with it. And the police ain't going to put up with it. And I can tell you right now, I'm locked and loaded. And I got myself a Kevlar vest and an AK-47 myself. And I know how to make automatic if I absolutely have to. I also know how to make Molotov cocktails, too. Which is a bottle of gas.
Okay, we don't need details.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be careful these days because those idiots are going to come after you for saying that you know how to do that.
Let them try. I got a police officer.
Yep, you got to be careful, my brother, my friend, because they're crazy.
And I have a fireman that works across the street.
Yeah. I know, but I'm telling you. You got to be careful because you know they'll flip the script on you and say you said something you didn't say. So I get what you're saying. You know what? We're men and women of God, and we have the Lord protecting us, and we're God's going to protect us, and we are going to win this. We're going to win this. They're not going to win.
I have some executive orders for y'all out there right now from Jesus. I want y'all to wake up, stand up, rise up, and wise up. Put on the mind of Jesus Christ and the full armor of God. Brothers and sisters, you need to rescue the innocent and defend the helpless. That's including our babies.
Amen.
You need to stand every gap and watch every wall. Make sure that we protect the integrity of the vote and protect your children. And don't let them give them vaccinations at 4 months of age.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Can you imagine?
These people are evil, insane.
This is insane.
Psychopathic cyborgs
is
exactly what they are. And they need to be exposed to what they are. And not only that, they need to go to jail. And that police chief that let that happen over there at that school where 19 kids got murdered and two adults got murdered, he don't need to be on administrative leave.
Right. Really? Well, he's in city council, right? He won that. He's on city council in that area. So, well, listen, I appreciate you not screaming today.
Thank you.
I love your calm voice. I like that much better. And I think our listeners like that, too.
You don't need to be on administrative. He needs to be fired.
Yeah.
He needs to make an example of because he's given the good police a black eye. And just keep speaking of black eyes. We need to protect ourselves so they don't give us a black eye like you were saying a while ago. And as a matter of fact, all of those people that's in the White House running the country right now, ruling in the country right now, it's attacking us. They're guilty of malfeasance in office, malfeasance in office. They're guilty of sabotage, espionage.
Thank you, Cajun Buccaneer. The Lord bless you, my friend.
Okay. I don't remember if it was the same incident, but there was somewhere where a cop killer was shot like 300 times, and the news media asked the police chief, why did he get shot 300 times? He said, because we ran out of bullets. If you kill a police officer, what do you think? They're going to be nice to you? So I want to point out just a couple of more things. One of them is that in around the country, there's been a school lunch program to support poor kids, low-income kids, so they can eat lunch. Okay, the Biden administration is proposing a rule to withhold school lunch funding from any school that, quote, discriminates based on sexual orientation or gender identity. That is, the school's going to lose the money unless it goes along with the LGBTQ agenda. And who's going to be suffering? Will it be the administrators?
No, the children.
The kids won't get lunch. It's weaponizing the school
lunch
program.
Wait, so if they don't go along with what?
With the whole LGBTQ agenda about not discriminating based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Well, that would include any Christian schools.
Well, they're discriminating against Christians because we don't want our children to be taught that that's disgusting, immoral behavior.
Yeah.
But we don't want it. I don't want my kids being taught that.
This is holding figuratively holding a gun to the head of the kids, telling the administrators, you better do what we want.
That movement is not healthy for America. All right, we have, I don't know who High-Tech Redneck is, but we'll give you 1 minute. Okay, High-Tech Redneck, good evening. How are you?
Are you there?
Fantastic. I woke up again this morning. I woke up in the greatest country on the planet next to the greatest wife I could ask for.
Amen.
God bless y'all. God bless y'all and God bless America.
That's right.
One little thing people don't realize, when a person goes in to buy a gun at a gun store, at a gun show, when they fill out the application for the background check, the questions, even on a carry concealed permit, that asks if you've ever had professional mental health, if you simply answer no and then turn it in, the federal government can't check your mental health background because of HIPAA laws,
The
Health Patient Privacy Act. And I was shocked to find out that John Hinckley Jr., wanted to buy a gun today. It's lied on the application. It wouldn't surprise me one day.
I'm sorry, High-Tech Redneck. We're losing you. Can't hear you. You're coming in and out.
I'm so sorry. But the HIPAA law protects people who go buy guns.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And, there's no way to check if a person has a mental issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Well, you know, we were just talking about that earlier. Gun safety bill clears the Senate filibuster, advances toward final vote 65-34. And I think, what did we say, like 11 of our Republican senators voted for
know.
It. So we really need to be praying about that. We appreciate you. It's good to hear your voice. You're always welcome to call into Liberty or Lockdown. Dave and I will be on Politics with a Punch next Tuesday from 7 to 9 a.m. for
be
two
there.
Hours.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some heavy-hitting things. We're going to have Dr. Peter McCullough join us.
Yes, and we're going to drive there in our electric cars. We're coming in all the way from California. You know, in California, they're having brownouts because they don't have enough electricity to support air conditioning. Let's put about 20 million electric cars there. That'll really help the situation.
So join Huck and Dave Tuesday morning from 7 to 9 on Politics with a Punch. And call in at 504-556-9696, and you'll be able to ask Dr. Peter McCullough any question about COVID. And you can order his book, The Courage to Face COVID-19, like Dave and I have done.
Woohoo!
All right. The Lord bless y'all. We'll see you on Tuesday morning from 7 to 9.
Be there!
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, Call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.